Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And we are so excited. Hey, we're back. We're back here way down in the very tip of South America, back at Terra Nostra. We're here to talk about the April energy, the revelations, the predictions, what's coming up, what's going on, and what is the way to navigate, because there's a lot to talk about. This is such a huge moment.
We are at a dynamic time on our planet. It's a time when manifestation is being accelerated. It's also a time when wisdom is being expanded.
Oh, I was going to say exploited, but I think it's a little bit of both.
well, we're going to exploit that concept a little bit as we get going, because
as we expand it.
Because we're not in Kansas anymore, but we're going back to Kansas.
You know, and in so many ways, Sri, that is so correctly said. Now, remember, beloved ones, hey, we are live. If you're catching us live right now, I think our lines might already be full, but make a note of the number. It's 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Again, I think our lines might already be full. So that means if you call in and get a busy signal, just hold on to that phone number, because as soon as we start saying hi to people, the minute we would hang up with someone, if it's your chance, you will get through. Powerful, powerful time, Sri. You know, it really is. Now, if you have not caught us in the past couple weeks, especially last week when we were coming to you from way up high in the Andes, so many of you have written us. I mean, so many of you have written us that we want to first make an announcement. We have opened up at our radio site, SriandKiraRadio.com. Just go SriandKiraRadio.com. We have now opened up a blog site. So if you go there and you click on blog, you're going to come right to a little tab that says Commanding the Light, and it will say Read More. So you want to click on that, and then if you write us there, which means you just have to respond in the comments section, if you start writing us there, we will respond. We are getting, guys, thousands of emails at theguest@SriandKiraRadio.com, and our heart wants to respond to every single one of you. It really does. So we've been, you know, one of the things that came in while we were in altitude was, how can we serve so many of you? And one of the first things that came through was to open up this blog portion. Now, we're going to get the blog more sophisticated, but in the moment, just go to SriandKiraRadio.com, click on blog, you'll see Commanding the Light, click on Read More, and respond to the comments, and during the week, we will be responding.
The nice thing about a blog is you get to see what other people have asked and what kind of responses they've received, and as you well know, a question in your heart is often held in another's heart as well.
Yeah.
So it can be of great benefit to everyone to share their concerns and the responses and whatever requests for clarity come forward. So remember, the blog is particularly about your comments or a question. It's not a place to ask for a reading, because that isn't specific enough for a blog. We want to keep it focused on specific questions and issues. Then it can universally be supportive.
Exactly. And it's just like our callers, Sri. You know, every show, it's always perfect. The ones who get through, the calls that come in are such a beautiful, it's like everybody's a surrogate for each other during this powerful time. Now, guys, talking about the powerful time that we are in right now. Last week, we started talking about having your, you know, I'm going to put it in air quotes, safe room. And we got so many beautiful, beautiful things. I want to share a couple of them because they were just so crazy beautiful. But, you know, so many of you wrote in saying, guess what? I've been doing this. I already had a safe room. I was putting a safe room together. And a lot of you were writing me in and saying, hey, guess what happened to me in the safe room? And guess what I found there? A lot of you signed up for our newsletter and got that actual beautiful special message that went out last week. And again, if you are not on our newsletter list, it's free. Get on it right there at Trine Care Radio. Just click get on the newsletter. But I wanted to read, this one came in from Paula, and I just love this. Paula, thank you for summing up what so many other people said. And here's what Paula said. She gave us an email at guest@shrinkcareradio.com. Guess what I found in the neutral zone? Because remember, we've been in this bubble, right? And we're still here, but we're in this bridge week. I found peace, focus, and empowerment. What a wonderful space to work from and to share with others. Thank you for the clarity and love. Paula, thank you for the sharing and being and for kind of climbing into this bubble with us.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things about the acronyms is they invoke a variety of connotations and imagery. You know, we really want to encourage each and every one of you to actively, meaning with intention and presence and love, create your sacred altar, create your safe space, your safe room. And that could be an area within a room or an entire house for that matter.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of you who got our newsletter, and you know, we talked a lot about altitude, right? Remember, we talked about that no matter what level, whatever, you know, altitude you're living at right now, that there is a magic in connecting with that altitude energy. And a lot of you wrote us in and said, hey, you know, you guys said you were in the Andes and, you know, I've been in the Andes, but I've never seen that mountain before. Where was it? Well, we won't tell you where we were as far as exact location, but we will tell you that the Andes that we were in was located in the country of
Ecuador.
A lot of you were guessing Chile. We were actually in Ecuador, and we had been called very clearly to go find a place of balance, to be equatorial, and to be in the Andes of Ecuador. So for those of you that got that newsletter, that gorgeous blue photo was of the Andes Mountains in Ecuador. That's where we were hanging out during this past period of time.
It is very close to the country of Peru, which is certainly famous for its monuments of high altitude.
And we will share with you that we were very close to Peru and had a lot of influence with the Quechua, lots and lots of reconnection. Sri and I had last worked with the Quechua back in 2005 when we led a group into the highlands of Peru and had some very powerful and magical experiences. And we want to continue this conversation today. We want to talk about what's happening on our planet, what's going on right now with April predictions. Remember, on the 28th, just 2 days from now, so if you're catching us in the archives, this could already have happened. We will be posting on the 28th at YouTube, at Official Shri and Kira. We will be posting our monthly predictions video where we will be sharing a lot more about what's going on in April. And next week's show, we're going to talk about this even more. So this is a whole package deal, right? This is this week. It's next Sunday, and it's this coming couple days from now. It's a powerful time, and we want to be together as community.
And just to underscore, what we are hoping that you're taking away from these recent conversations we've had on air is that we're at a time where that bubble of neutrality, where that moment of inner connection and inner peace is actually grooming your consciousness. It's actually cultivating or ripening your capacity to be in a harmonized active mode in this coming month. Now, when I say harmonized active mode, what I'm referring to is an authentic form of action that is connected deeply to the truth of you. One of the other things I want to impart with you today is, as we joked about creating a safe space or a safe room.
And actually, we weren't joking, but we were playing with it because
play on words.
It's right. You can, you know, and so like we mentioned, we've had just so many emails flooding us, I guess, in Shri and Kira Radio. And remember that this safe room can be a safe pouch, you know, that has sacred items you carry with you. It can be a little teeny place of an area. But the reality is you need this safe space and a safe room, a place to find that divine center, that balance. And part of that safe room, remember, was what? A picture of the mountains, unless you're already living up in the mountains.
A picture of a high altitude place to encourage the recognition of a thinner bloodstream, of a crystallized blood flow that holds more light and more capacity to awaken your cellular structure to the truth of your crystalline authenticity.
And we have so much more to share about this today, especially when we get to all of the revelations for April, the timing, the energies, because just to give you a little taste of what's coming, we are in a moment that's going to reset from a full 2 years ago. So we have a lot more to share about that later on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's a big show.
Absolutely. So as we consider you creating your safe room, if you haven't done so, get at it because you will want it.
Yes, yes.
One of the things I want to offer with another smile on my face is that the acronym SAFE, S-A-F-E, could be understood as stilling anxiety or still your anxiety. Free your energy.
Ooh, now breathe that in, guys, because, you know, there's lots of other ways that the word safe can be applied. As a matter of fact, in our Navigating the Inner Matrix program, we have a whole safe process. However, for the moment we're in right now, and as it applies to your safe room, your safe space, your safety pouch, whatever, it's again about stilling anxiety and freeing energy. Really take that in.
Anxiety is really a recycling of an unproductive energy. And the way we free or still our anxiety in order to free the energy for more productive use is easily done through your breath.
Yes.
And by calmly breathing deeply and fully, by using the container practice to release the thoughts which stimulate anxiety and pain, by doing the practices that we've shared and others that you may have discovered along your journey, use your breath, breathing deeply, still your anxiety, take in the sacred objects around you, and free your authentic energy, the truth of you.
Think about how much more creation happens in your life when you have stilled the anxiety and freed the energy. Because really what that's saying is that the doubt has gone away, the trust has ignited, and the love is present to receive. And that's one of the greatest gifts of this April energy. You know, Sri, there's just so much to share, but I'm feeling our callers. I'm feeling all of you, our beautiful community of divine love, who we just are so excited to be with every week. And so why don't we invite some of these beautiful beings into this now?
Yeah, let's chat with some folks and then we'll keep going. So we're going to begin at line two and welcome Leslie from Maine.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Hello. I'm so glad I got through. I just discovered both of you at the beginning of the year, and I'm so grateful that I have. I would like a mini soul reading.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. We can hear you so well, Leslie. Yeah, and we're really glad you got through today, too.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like I'm always afraid of what's going to happen next, and I feel like I'm just kind of spinning my wheels, and I'm getting in my own way right now.
Yeah, well, I want you to take a moment right now, and you know, again, my heart is so big around you, and I'm just smiling because even as you were sharing that, number one, I heard all these other listeners going, oh my God, that's exactly what I was going to say. And so yes. You really are carrying a profound, the word that all these beautiful beings around you want me to share with you is, you carry a portal of divine connection that is yours to create with. And that what's happening for you right now is that there's almost this, I don't want to use the word overwhelm, so I'm just going to use the word whelm, meaning that there is an abundance of everything you need around you. However, it's not, it looks fuzzy. Like when I look at everything around you, there's like this little fuzziness around it. And so what they're saying is that water is your best friend. That literally for you, it's about imitating flow on the outside to ignite the flow on the inside. And so they're saying, lots of showers, baths, even a foot bath, lots of drinking of water. Go look at pictures of water. Go, if you can, get to the ocean and go stare at the water. But for you, the more that you can invite water in, they're saying your mind cannot be engaged. And this is why they're giving you this water lesson, so to speak, that your mind is trying to control you versus you controlling the mind. And they're saying the more that you literally flood your life with water, the quicker, the easier, and the more available your energy will be to be able to bring all these pieces together. You really have everything you need around you. It's just about clearing away this clutter. And the other piece of that is your bedroom. They're saying your bedroom needs to be very spacious, very clean, very clear. And if you don't have a green plant in there, you need like a really deep green plant in your bedroom to give you this connection with life and rejuvenation. And they're saying it is that easy. Allow your mind to relax. And honestly, I want to go back to what Sri said earlier. Your safety right now is about stilling anxiety and freeing this energy, and everything they've given you today will put that together. And in your case, very, very quickly, because you have great creative capacities. And so why not give it a try? And because you're resonating with the number four right now, this can happen very quickly, but you want to make sure you're consistent at least 4 days in a row. So I really encourage you to try it and to allow this magic to come forward in your life. And I love that you got through today, Leslie. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you very much. That helps me very much.
Thank you. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Well, indeed. Namaste. It's so important for all of us to remember that especially the space in which you sleep.
Yes.
You are surrendering. The act of sleep is an act of letting go, and your energy field expands, and it touches everything in your room. So I wonder what's stored under your bed. I wonder what's around you in that room. It's really important that we create a sense of sacred all around us in those private spaces, because your body is indeed the temple. And as we respect the temple, we expand our divine connection.
Absolutely. And you know, Sri, talking about expanding our divine connection, we were just in the state of Maine, way up north in the United States. And why don't we go all the way across out into the Pacific Ocean to Hawaii, and let's say hi to Kathy on line five, another first-time caller.
Hi, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been following you guys. In fact, I saw you in Honolulu a long time ago, so I'm so honored that you took my call today.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Angel.
So I'm feeling the same things that you've been talking about. It seems like a lot of people are waking up and needing help, and sometimes I feel like a little bit overwhelmed. So I've been referring them to your website for the container practice. But I need to probably remember to clear myself and to expand myself to just and to laugh. I tell people a lot to laugh, but a lot of people are in fear here too with everything going on in the world. So I just remind them to laugh. So, but I wanted to get a mini soul reading if I could.
Oh, you know, Kathy, I am so happy to reconnect with you. You carry incredible beauty. Your energy is, the only word I have for you is radiant. I mean, you're like this rainbow. I have chills just sharing this with you right now. And the greatest gift they want you to hear today is that it's time for you to relax, receive, and remember who you are. Relax, receive, remember. They're saying it's literally as easy as 1, 2, 3, and that's your 1, 2, 3. Relax, receive, remember. They're saying that you really can relax. They're like, the minute you relax, the universe has already got it. They've got, and you know it. It's like, you know this already. The universe already has you. And they're saying, just relax and receive what it is that's coming towards you. And you will be able to remember the greater gifts that are yours to now come forward with. And I'm smiling because Sri and I have not even shared more about what's going on this month. But the fact that you got through today is beyond perfect. I mean, beyond. I hope you stay for the entire show, because everything that's going on in you right now is getting ready. It's funny, they're showing me like a comet, just like shooms, you know, shooting through the universe. That's you. And so it's about just, okay, let that breath really relax out, just really relax it out. And the more, it's kind of funny, the more you relax, the more you're going to receive, the more you're going to remember, and the easier it's going to be. So they just keep giggling and counting and going, Kathy, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and the momentum is with you. And you are really a blessing for those around you. Just remember that it's your time to relax and receive as well, Kathy. And I love that you got through today, Angel. Aloha and many blessings.
Aloha. And thank you so much. That's exactly what I needed to hear. So,
thank you, Angel. Thank you, what a blessing. Mm-hmm. Namaste. Aloha. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, indeed, wonderful. You know, and it's time for each and every one of us to take a moment, breathe in deeply. Let it out with a sigh.
Yeah, indeed.
Whenever we pause and take a deep breath in and let it out with just a hum, a tone of a sigh, we send a signal that penetrates all the layers of our being that says, my heart is available, my soul is online, my consciousness is ready.
Yeah, baby.
And all it takes is that intentional breath.
In every way. Now, I'm giggling because here's the secret. Okay, you want a real a secret, and we teach this at all of our in-person workshops, and it's just always so beautiful for me because when we teach this in person, I'm usually running around the room helping some people with this. But here's the key. When you take in that beautiful conscious breath, right? And of course, if you bring your hand to your heart, it even offers a greater connection to the body, because when we bring our hand to our heart, what we're saying to our body is, "Hey, I got this. The soul is leading. You can chill," right? But when you do that and you take that beautiful breath, here's the bigger secret. When you're done exhaling, smile. I mean, smile, smile, Cheshire Cat, smile. Because it's the smile as the way of sealing the connected breath that sends the signal to the universe that you are ready to receive. And when you take that connected breath and you exhale and then you smile, you literally ignite a divine flow of energy that transcends the mind. It is the soul leading that is the gift of self-ascension. When we can relax, when we can be safe, when we can still anxiety and free energy, when we are safe to receive, we are safe to create, we are safe to be.
Wow, that's high altitude living.
I love that. Remember, guys, and especially in April, you know, we have so much to share about what's going on right now. It is about, you know, last week we started talking about this altitude and how important this is, and that if you're living at sea level or you're living below 6250, that's in feet, not meters, 6,250 feet, you want to connect with high altitude. You want to get pictures around you, and that altitude energy is going to be building, 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 because remember that when you're sitting up in the mountains, you know, I go up to Mount Kailash because of my beloved Lord Shiva. And I also have been going way up in the Andes lately and almost seeing a rainbow bridge between the two mountains. When you're up there, that is an attitude, right? This altitude is an attitude. It is the energy of the safe room. It's the wide angle lens that gives the soul the opportunity to lead through a time of dense, chaotic energy. And this is why for the month of March, we invited you to come float with us in that neutral zone bubble, right? Just floating in the neutrality, floating in the bubble. Very, very powerful. And as we have been floating together, we have already come up to one big March milestone, and it actually happened yesterday, Saturday, March 25th, because yesterday, Saturday, March 25th, was the beginning of the pre-retrograde phase that's going to carry us through all of April. So remember, we're going to hit this Mercury retrograde. It's going to go full retrograde April 9th, which, don't you love that it's 4-9? It's a 13, which is a 4 again. This is a very powerful energy. And what's important to understand is that as you enter it in this bubble of neutrality and with the altitude of the wide angle lens, you become aware of the greater gifts. And there are greater gifts unfolding on the planet. Now, of course, everything Sri and I are sharing is coming from what? From the perspective of the fifth dimensional Earth or above. Matter of fact, we had a wonderful email come in from Leslie, I believe over in England, who said, "Hey, Sri and Kira, what happened to Matronian Star?" And I love that question that came into our guest at SriandKiraRadio.com. Well, Leslie, thank you for asking. The Matronian Star is spinning. That's what's happened. The minute it fully ignited and started spinning, that spinning has not stopped. As a matter of fact, that spinning is escalating. And with the escalation of the spin of the Matronian Star, the portals of divine communion to the higher realms of crystalline light are becoming more accessible, more visible. Now, as all of you, I am confident, know, because you're the most illuminated, incredible group of beings on the planet, our incredible listeners, you know that when we keep opening up to that much more creative light, there must be what? The balance. And this is why, from the perspective of density, there seems to be a rise in what I'm going to call the counterbalance, right? And this is why Sri and I were basically, I want to use the word commanded, but in a fun way, to go spend 10 days in literally the equatorial zone of our planet in the high altitude of the Andes, because that energy of perfect balance, of being able to see the perfect balance at the witness, as the witness from the higher perspective, is exactly the energy that is going to manifest the miracles that are coming in April. And that's the whole second half of the show.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things, just a little tidbit to share with you all, is that our planet, Gaia, is indeed an oasis that has supported the birthing and expansion of consciousness in form. There have been many cycles, and many people talk about Atlantis or Lemuria. In fact, Atlantis is perhaps better understood as referring to one of many seed communities, that there were many Atlantises on this planet. And for the most part, these original seedings, these original placement points, were tied into the equator of our planet, within 20 degrees north and 20 degrees south. And that belt, that equatorial zone, in part due to its climate and its balanced energy, was naturally a wonderful place to begin. And then we expanded to cover the entire globe. So the equatorial zone for Kira and I, being in the high mountains and near the equator, was an opportunity to reconnect, remember, and restore our ancient footprints, as well as the capacity to bring forward a balanced message, a balanced teaching to share. And so it was very healing and very much supportive for our journey.
Yeah.
And we share this with you just to disclose a bit about the, you know, whys and wherefores.
Wow. Now, I just have to interject, because Sri, as you're sharing that, how many of you just suddenly got the high-pitched tones in your ears? Oh my gosh, you guys feeling that? And if you're not, take a moment right now, and if it's safe to close your eyes, do so and pay attention. There's that high pitch connection, that sense of divine energy that's coming in, that's saying, we are here for all of you. You are safe. You are ready. This is a time of great abundant flow and love. And you know, Sri, talking about great abundant flow and love, before we would go to a commercial, let's take another caller.
All righty. Why don't we head to line one and say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Namaste, Monica.
Hey, Sri and Kira. What a miracle to be with you today. Many blessings, and thank you for sharing your beautiful messages. I'm hoping I'm asking a question that's relevant for many people. I'm embarking this week on an expanded journey toward my dream job and career. I feel really called, and I'm kind of in phase two of the process in this momentous time. I wonder if you might offer me a mini soul reading on this.
Well, Monica, I have to just share with you, if you saw me in person right now, like my cheeks hurt from smiling so big, because honest to goodness, this is the week. This, and we're just, it's like, no wonder I heard to take your call right before we went to the break, because this is what we're going to be talking about in the second half of the show. This specific week is so filled with miracle presence that it's like anyone that wants to start anything, anyone that's bringing anything forward, this is a fabulous week to do it. And for you, your angelic guidance is saying, you have been doing the work. We have heard you. Pay attention. Don't stop. Move forward and all will be well. It's not a warning, but they're just saying as a reminder, pay attention, do your homework, and be diligent, and what you seek has already been fulfilled. So awesome. I love that we took your call right before the break. What a perfect way to get ready for the second half of the show.
Thank you. With much respect and joy and gratitude.
Oh, and to you, my love, many, many blessings. And for all of you, Sri and I are excited. We have so much more to share. Big, big announcements. So we're going to take a short break, drink some water, clear our throat.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste. Namaste. Kira Ra here, and I want to invite you to discover the Sedona Journal of Emergence. You might already know that they are the number one magazine of channeled and spiritually inspired guidance. As you experience the challenges involved in the global transformation of body, mind, and spirit, you might ask yourself, what guidance can I trust? The Sedona Journal of Emergence provides metaphysical guidance and answers from source through skilled and loving channels. Subscriptions include 10 issues and the very popular annual predictions double issue, and you can get it either digitally or in print. So just pick up the phone, give a call to 1-928-526-1345. Again, that's 1-928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com so you can subscribe. You know, Sri and I are in there every month, and we look forward to you connecting with the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Remember, it's 928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you live right
Woo-hoo!
Now.
We are live in the archives, live in real time. It's all amazing because in this moment, we feel you and we honor you.
So, beloveds, here we are moving through the end of March Woo! Into the energies of April.
And wow. Now, you know, as you said that, Sri, I just got like this wave of energy. So everybody breathe. Everybody just, whoo, we are moving through. We really are. And we're really going to get to the other side.
Absolutely. You know, I just want to underscore something that.
Whoo, I'm out of breath.
That the neutrality, the peaceful bubble, the safe space, all of the things we've talked about the last couple of months have been truly important. Now, I want to remind each of you, especially those of you listening in the archives,
yeah.
Time is irrelevant.
I'm only laughing because I know you're all going, duh, we get that one, Shereen.
You know, when there is an energy prediction or revelation or recommendation and you think it's dated, no.
No, everything's folding upon itself.
Everything
is
timely for you.
Yeah.
When you hear it, when you get it, when you recognize it, that's your time. And we're all living our time.
Now, as a matter of fact, I want to give them a gift. Let me give you a gift. So go to selfascension.com, because you guys know right now, shreeandkira.com is still not back up, but oh my goodness, is it going to be amazing. It's getting very exciting. We're in the home stretch of getting that back up. But for right now, go to selfascension.com and click on the Divine Ensoulment Library, those free messages. And then here's the deal, proving what we're talking about, pick any of the series of messages, pick any message, trust your guidance, and with 100% knowing, whichever one you pick, click, and read is going to carry something that you need right now. You're going to feel that message was delivered just for you right now today. I promise you.
That's so true, because truth is timeless.
Indeed, indeed. Now, speaking about timeless, we are in this ascension escalator. So, you know, those of you that have been listening to us, that have been watching our YouTube videos, and remember, our April video will be up by March 28th at our YouTube channel, Official Shereen Kira. But for those of you that have been with us, you know that we've been talking about, we are in this escalator to ascension, this ascension escalator that opened up in 2015, and you're just kind of on the escalator, and you're gazing around at all the cool sights, and we're just on this baby, and it's going to keep going until 2022. So we're all on this together, having a little party on this escalator. Now, here's what's so profoundly powerful and unique about April. When you tuned into our March revelations, and we have had, I'm not kidding, probably close to 1,000 emails from those of you that have had all these neutrality experiences in March, and the value of that. We told you then that March we were entering the neutral zone because April was
moving forward.
Engage.
That's it.
It was engage, right? And so as we're moving forward and engaging in April, what is so profound is that this very moment of April starting March 25th, and this will carry all the way through until March 9th. So from March 25th through April 9th, you're in a moment of divine reset. Now, this reset has a two-year window. So you might want to take a moment and go, wow, where was I in 2015? And remember, guys, that's when this ascension escalator opened. And it actually opened around March 2015, to be more exact. So we have this opportunity to reset. So did you carry a dream or a vision in around that time? Did you initiate something around that time? What have you been doing since then? Because this is the moment to reset that energy.
You know, many of us joke when we are going through our emotional growth experiences that, hey, I thought I'd finished that, or I think I've been here before.
Yeah.
And we smile that evolution seems to have a spiral process. That we circle around and we touch a zone that's similar or familiar. It's a little bit like that. This reset opportunity that has a two-year window is an opportunity for you to capture that which needed to grow further that you may have started a couple of years ago, or the pitfall side of it is not to fall into the same old stuff.
In every way.
Remember, there's two sides to almost everything we experience in form because of the polarity zone. And so the key here is to be able to be at 10,000 feet, to have a look back up to a couple of years ago to see if there were some visions, dreams, or positive things happening that you now choose to magnify because you have the wisdom and capacity to do it fully now.
And this is not saying that it's something that didn't happen. It can actually be something that's also in process. What we're saying is that this is a reset moment because April is all about engaging. However, it's how you engage that will determine the journey. So I want you to really take that in for a minute. And remember, we're going to be talking a whole bunch more about this in our YouTube video which will be posted up at Official Shri and Kira on March 28th. But remember that we're in this 2015 through 2022 ascension escalator, and that we've entered this retrograde pre-phase yesterday, Saturday, March 25th. It's going to carry us all the way up until the actual retrograde begins on the 9th, when that reset energy will actually get stronger. This is a time of miracle momentum. Now, before we go back to some of our callers, and we have a couple of our beautiful listeners that have written in some emails we want to acknowledge as well, I want to address, you know, Shri and I, we are so blessed because we receive, I mean, absolutely 100 to 1 emails from amazing beings like you to the 1 or 2 hate mails that always come in. And we do get our share of hate mail, and our beloved, amazing being up in Maine, Sue, handles the majority of those. But every once in a while, a few sneak through to Shri and I personally. And we've had several people who just keep saying, there is no such thing as miracles. Life sucks. Everything sucks. The world sucks. You're not in touch with what's going on. Well, pardon my French, guys. Bullshit. I feel that strongly about it. Forgive me for saying that. But here's reality. Of course, we're aware of everything that's happening. I mean, we live on this planet, as do you. We simply have made the choice to ignite the ascended energy that is on the planet right now. And we are clear and we are in divine trust that the only reason Shri and I exist is to be able to share that to assist others to discover that within themselves. And so, yes, there is an extraordinarily, I'll just use the word to use the word, dark momentum for those that have chosen density. And, you know, it was a little more than 2 years ago when we did an extensive amount of sharing about the twinning Earth, and that the Earth has twinned, that there are very much two energy experiences. All we're seeing right now is the greater manifestation of those two aspects of our divine nature. And the gift is that for those that have chosen the density experience, they are doing what they came here to do. It is only our judgment that takes away our miracle presence. However, it does not mean we have to approve. It means we create through the divine blessing that we each are.
Every person on the planet is calling to themselves the experiences they require in order to grow. And for some folks, you can, as an outside observer, you may say, oh my goodness, why do they keep having so much pain?
Exactly.
When are you going to get over it?
Right. You know, what's happening to our governmental structures? Well, maybe it's time for them to transform and ascend with everyone else.
And it's one of those things where, there is a paradox at work.
Yeah.
Because when you drop into density and say, I'm going to be active, and it becomes activistic, because action can easily turn activistic, then you are also stimulating polarity. You're also stimulating
anger,
the very thing that you're resisting. And so there's a very delicate balance. We all know that love unifies, that laughter uplifts, that positive energy is healing, and that, let's add the word patience in there.
Oh, let's do that, because remember, what is the name of our show? The Voice of Shri and Kira Live, The Voice of Passionate Action. And April is the month. It's like the epitome month of passionate action. Passionate action is different than activism, because activism certainly needs to have its expression. It needs to be out there. We're not saying stop doing what you're doing. What we're inviting you to do is look at the energy of it. Activism is anger versus anger. You know, just yesterday, there were lots of demonstrations in the United States, and sadly, you had two very polarized sides that clashed. That's the third dimensional experience of activism. The fifth dimensional experience of passionate action is to start living the life, start living the energy that you want to create, and you will ignite that energy in others. And that's the gift of the reset. That's the gift of April. We are in a moment of magic, and it's how you harness this magic energy that will determine your April. What is April? April is engage. Engage with passionate action. Bring all of your passion, your joy, your love to what you want your life to look like. And guess what? By the end of the month, you will be blown away at what happened in just one short month. It's honest to goodness that possible. And you know, Sri, speaking of possible, why don't we say hi to a few more beautiful callers?
Absolutely. And before we do, I just want to remind each and every one of you that magic is an everyday thing. Miracles and magic are a sign that the linear progression is eroding and that the quantum leap is upon us.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Let's leap together, baby.
All right, we're going to leap to line three, and we'll say hi to Julie from Oregon.
First-time caller. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Hi, namaste. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me today. I'm going to trust that I'm going to hear what I need to hear. May I please have a reading?
Oh, it is our honor, Julie. Wow. You know, first and foremost, the minute we even called your name, you had all of these angels come forward, and each one of them was carrying a gift. And Archangel Zadkiel was actually the first one that came forward with this powerful violet ray energy. And Archangel Zadkiel came forward, and his hand is extended and handing you what looks to me to be the violet ray itself. And I'm just watching it come in around you. And then right next to Zadkiel is Archangel Raphael. And Raphael has two hands out with the largest emerald I have ever seen. And as you and I are chatting, I'm watching it float toward your heart. And he's saying, it is yours to receive if you choose to call this in. Next to Archangel Raphael is this beautiful, I'm saying it's an angel, but it has more of like this Mary Magdalene energy. And she's singing. And she's saying that the reason she is singing is to invite you to discover again the harmony of your youth, the harmony of the free spirit that understood that life was hers to create with. And then this other being that's standing there, and again, I'm calling them all angelic because they're all shining in this beautiful ray, but this other being is like this, it's almost like a Shiva Shakti. It's like a half male, half female, pouring this golden light over you and saying, you have been bestowed with the nectar of the divine. Drink of the well and move forward now. Your feet will carry you where you need to go. Your heart has been ignited with healing, and the restorative nature and vitality of your divine youth is ready to co-create with the wisdom of the woman you are now. It is your time to move forward. Fear not, we are here. And so, my angel, thank you for the honor and the blessing. I just bow and am grateful to say hello to you today.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for allowing the trust, because when we trust, the miracles happen. Many blessings, my love. Namaste. Whew, wow, Sri, my heart is just huge right now.
Absolutely. Let's all breathe in the blessing of that communion, because each and every one of us has an opportunity to align with the frequencies or the dimensional space that allows this communion.
Well, you know, I just need to share too that all of those beings that came in, for those of you that were feeling that energy as we were sharing it, it was yours to receive as well. And that's why, you know, we are so blessed. You are the best, most amazing beings on the planet. And being with you every week like this is a healing experience for us all. We are the sacred container of passionate action. We are taking it up into that high altitude. We are co-creating. We are manifesting. We are engaging and bringing forward the miracles.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, we've got another first-time caller standing by on line two. So let's say hi to Amanda from Canada.
Oh, namaste, Amanda. Welcome.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I got through.
We're glad
my
you
life
too.
Is so much. Oh, sorry.
No worries.
My life has been pretty much, it seems like it's not moving forward. And I was told that it was going to move forward really quickly and easily and at ease, and it seems like it's not. So I just want to know what your insight is on what's going on with my life right now.
Well, I'm honored. Amanda, it is no accident that you got through today, my love. I mean, no accident at all, because you're literally in that reset moment, being ready to engage. And as you were sharing, it was interesting. The Hathors, if you're not familiar with who the Hathors are, they all came forward in this beautiful kind of like goldeny and soft rose and blues, and they're all coming around you, and their hands, like I'm watching all these radiant energies move into you. And what they're saying is, you have been in a time of divine preparation, and only your mind has felt that things are not moving. In other words, what they want me to say is that it's all happening. It is happening now, and that the moment you release and let go of this kind of predetermination, it's like it's all flooding in around you. This is going to be a very big month for you, and it's very important for you to just release the expectation, but not the action. In other words, move forward, trust what you're hearing, trust what's coming through you, and start. The momentum's ready to start. You've been in this time. It's been a long time of preparation, but the good news is the preparation has manifested. And this is, that's why you got through today, because it is now. It really is. This is going to be a big month, and it's going to just keep building from here. So I'm really excited to say hi to you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. That helps so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, Angel. Feel my arms around you. I'm just hugging you and loving you, and I'm jumping up and down. I'm doing a little happy dance with you.
Thank you so, so much. I love you guys so much.
Oh, we love you too, honey. Namaste.
Bye.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
You know, I want to paraphrase an email that came in, because it has a wonderful topic that I think is appropriate. And this is from Jessica, who, like I say, I'm going to paraphrase it. She begins by offering her thanks, feeling as though when she listens to the radio show in the archives, it starts her week with positivity and direction.
Woohoo! Thank you, Jessica.
And she says, I just finished listening to last week's show talking about the ascension symptoms that a lot of people are experiencing, about all these amazing and strong energies hitting the planet. And my question is, what if we're not experiencing any major ascension symptoms?
I love this question.
Am I blocking the energy? Is there something I need to be doing to open myself up to be more sensitive to the energies? And are we open to the energies even if we do not feel them?
Well, I love this. And Jessica also goes on to thank us for talking about how sometimes you can get a reading that may not have the highest energy in it. So, Jessica, because we're running out of time, I just need to tell you this right now. And for all of you that might go, you know, I don't know if I'm ascending or not. I don't know if I'm having these energies or not. First and foremost, I just need to share this with you. If you are listening to this radio show, whether you're a skeptic or not, you are opening, you are ascending, and that is why you are connecting. And so if you are listening, if you are tuning in, that needs to be your first reassurance right there, or you would not have found us. You do realize that on a planet of 7 billion beings, you found this connection. You found the community of passionate action. You found the community of self-ascension. How your physical form deals with the symptomology that many people experience is as unique as you are. Trust that you are on your path, and ignite and follow your intuition, and you will keep expanding.
And that's the magic line right there. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Each of us carries forward the learnings, call it the karmic lessons of prior lifetimes, and we all will respond to the current energies differently. So trust that you are where you need to be, doing what you need to be doing
right now.
And it will unfold perfectly for your journey.
You know, it really will. And Jessica, you had asked for a mini soul reading. Angel, that was it. Everything around your guides is saying you need to just trust yourself. Your intuition is spot on. So just move forward with it. Now, speaking of moving forward, beloved ones, our show goes way too fast every week, and we are thinking about perhaps expanding the show. Let us know what you think. go to Shri and Kira Radio, click on our new blog page. You'll see a little post that says Commanding the Light. Click on it and start sending in your comments and questions. We will respond to you on the blog all week long. We're going to expand the blog over the next few months. ShriandKira.com should be back online in about another month. We've got so much coming forward. But beloved ones, be sure to check out Official Shri and Kira at YouTube March 28th when we post April Revelations and a whole lot more about this month. You're at a moment of reset. You're at a moment of moving forward, and the miracles are yours to claim.
And to you callers that have been standing by, we want to just take
you.
A smile. We're sending you some love right now.
Call early next week. Please, please, please.
We look forward to chatting with you then. And for each and every one of you, take a deep breath in. Feel your own heart and your own divine connection. And until we have the joy of being with you again next week, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.